Okay, what is going on YouTube? Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, after the season we've had, the year it's been, the VAR nonsense that I tend to speak about week after week after week, it's taken the FA Cup to bring the magic of football back. I have thoroughly enjoyed the FA Cup this week. I've enjoyed the football, but I've enjoyed the stories around the football community this week. Not least, and we'll talk about a lot of the other FA Cup stories that we've had, but my favourite story of the weekend, Marine, the side that based up in the Liverpool area, that Spurs went up to play, won 5-0, very professional performance, etc, etc. So Spurs through, no danger about that. They were obviously going to miss out on some ticket sales by Spurs not, you know, Spurs fans not going, and then obviously the Marine fans not going to the stadium. They were hoping to sell 6,000, and they were hoping to raise that amount of money, and that would have been a record attendance for them. Final total? Over 30,000 inverted commas tickets sold for that game. Absolutely fantastic.
When you consider that this was a game that was live on the BBC, so you didn't need to pay for
Correct.
It.
Correct. I love it.
Spurs fans, I salute you.
Kudos to the Spurs fans. That is absolutely sensational. And to be honest, guys, that is just one of the great stories that we've had this weekend. It started on Friday. Did Louis Barry give me a shock or what when he curled that in?
I'll tell you what.
I was like, what? One all? What's going on?
The amount of times this weekend I've gone, oh, bless him.
Well, who was the lad that scored for Spurs? The 16-year-old?
Alfie Devine.
Remember the name. He's getting his first goal for Spurs. And even the commentator on the BBC was like, oh, look at his little face. But you had your man Louis Barry from Aston Villa Friday night, which was a moment he and his family are never going to forget. I loved it. Even against my side. At the time, I was like, oh, are we really going to mess this up? And then, of course, we win the game. I'm happy for the kid at 90 minutes. Not so happy when he equalises. Then we had Chorley, who go into the changing room at full time and start belting out some Adele.
But why?
I don't know.
Why Adele?
Of all the songs to pick.
Somebody and must know.
Someone Like You by Adele, belting out.
I'll bet not sing. We'll get done by YouTube.
Don't sing. The way you sing, we will not absolutely not get done by YouTube copyright. You'll be all right. You had that. Then you had, I've written them all down. There were so many, I've written them all down. You had the lad from Crawley who beat Leeds 3-0 today, by the way.
What happened there?
Big shock. Big, big shock.
I love those.
The first of Crawley's goals, by the way, an absolute humdinger.
To be fair,
beauty.
At one point during the Spurs game, I thought that was going to be us when that guy, what was he called? Just belted one and Joe Hart was like, ah, it's going over.
Joe Hart, oh my days,
yeah. What did he, Joe Hart?
Left it, didn't he? He sort of took his hand away and it hit the bar. It's just like, never mind.
Don't you just love the cup?
Dramatic effect, I think. So you had that, you had Crawley, the lads beating Leeds 3-0, second division Crawley, absolutely brilliant. And then, of course, we had, you know, far less VAR. Did we have no VAR
no
or
VAR.
Less VAR?
No.
Was there no VAR this weekend? Okay, so no VAR.
I think there was VAR if you were playing at a Premier League ground, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. So yeah. I'm not sure whether that's the case or not. I don't know.
No, there was, because remember the Arsenal guy, Smith Rowe, was red carded then.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah,
there was.
Rightly as well, by the way. Well done. VAR.
So there was VAR if a Premier League club were playing at home.
Got it. Right, okay. So, but either way, far less VAR, and actually the one or two decisions we had were actually right. The Emil Smith Rowe one, I think, is absolutely right.
Yeah, it was right, yeah.
Yeah. So listen, I've enjoyed the weekend. I mean, we've had no Premier League football, but I think we've learned some stuff, haven't we, ahead of game week 18 and 19, which is what, of course, guys, welcome to the video. This is what we're going to be talking about mostly tonight, is game week 18 and 19. Obviously, game week 18, the blank fixtures, game week 19, the double fixtures. So, as we said before on these videos, this is the moment. It's the moment for all of you engaged FPL managers to really take a jump up in your mini leagues and beat all those people at work that aren't engaged. This is your moment to step up. Now,
I love that. That's what it's about for you now.
No, it totally is. Yeah, I have to win my work mini league. I just have to.
If you it's don't essential. Win your work mini league, honestly, that's embarrassing.
It is essential. There's no doubt about it. So these are the two games. Most of those guys have played their free hit already, right? Because they don't know how to play a free hit. They're just like, you know, had a couple of injuries. So rather than take a -4, played the free hit. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, I'm still not top of that work league, which is a concern.
Are you still not top?
I'm still not top. I'm second. I've got to be top. And right now, I'm not. So I do need to make that step up in the next two. But my question is, have we learned much from the FA Cup ties that will prepare us better?
Because I'm not sure we've learned that much.
18 and 19. Guys, get in the live chat. Let me know. What have you learned from the FA Cup. Aguero, not injured, but isolating. So
I've learned that Arsenal are terrible if they don't play the kids.
Well, I'll tell you what, it took Emile Smith-Rowe to come on and change that game. The amount of Arsenal fans I've spoken to, a family friend of ours who we actually bumped into in town today, from a social distance, of course, big Arsenal fan, he was just like, get Willian in the bin. Get him in the bin. And Pepe in the bin. I was like, yes, get Pepe in the bin.
How much is Pepe worth these days?
I don't even know, Sam.
About 7p now?
Something like that. He might even be in the minus by now, to be honest with you.
He's actually got to pay Arsenal back.
But he's been guff for ages, whereas Willian, what a poor signing that was in the summer. But listen,
they only got him because they thought we wanted him.
Well, I don't know under what circumstances they bought him, but whatever happened, it's looking like a bad signing. And you're absolutely right. Once Saka came on, once Smith-Rowe came on, and those guys went off, they looked infinitely better. Smith-Rowe in particular changed the tempo of that game massively.
I think that's the one thing that I've learned is that, you know, Arsenal with the kids are good. They're really good. They are really talented players. And it was abundantly clear during the match that Arteta cannot play Premier League matches now with Willian and Pepe and leave these guys on the bench. So I think from a FPL point of view, it does help us to feel a bit more secure, maybe, with picking those Arsenal assets.
Yeah, massively. Anything else we learned? I mean, Harry Kane doesn't sound like he even travelled.
No, he didn't.
With the squad.
Stayed at home with the new baby, had a rest.
So a new baby, had a rest. He didn't need him, fair enough. Comes into the Aston Villa game, which we hope he's going to go ahead.
Tomorrow, we hear.
We hope he's going to go ahead, of course.
All in tomorrow.
Well, tell me this. Get in the comments, guys. Do you hope that game goes ahead or not? Obviously, as a Spurs fan, I guess you hope it does.
I do.
From a free hit perspective, though, Game Week 18, free hit, if indeed that is your strategy. And we'll talk strategy a bit later on. We've got some drafts to look through. We've got our updated drafts as well. We've got some drafts from our patrons as well. So patrons over in the Slack, I've asked you guys to send us your teams. You have done. Thank you, guys. So we've got some of your drafts to look at as well, be they free hit or wild card. But here's the question, guys. And again, in the live chat, we'd love to know, what about this Villa game then? If you're on a free hit 18, would you prefer it to go ahead or not?
So it's interesting, isn't it? Because from a personal free hit perspective, I would like it on.
As a Spurs fan, you want it on? Yeah, I get that.
Okay. Yes, as a Spurs fan, I want it on. As a personal free hit person, I want it on.
As a free hit person, yeah.
As a general FPL perspective, I'd like it off. Because I think what will happen, there are a lot of managers whose chip strategies would have been fundamentally different had we known about the additional games being added to 18 and 19 earlier.
Right.
So I wouldn't have sold some of the assets that I had because I was building for a certain plan. And it annoys me a little bit that these games got added afterwards because now I'm like, well, I'm in it now. I've got to carry on with the strategy that I've now planned for.
So
the fact that if that game goes, there will be a number of managers that have got Kane and Son and some Aston Villa assets because they're highly owned, the likes of Martinez or a defender or Grealish.
Sorry to cut across you, but if the COVID outbreak is as bad as we think it is at Aston Villa and that game goes ahead, surely a lot of those first team players are either isolating or not match fit, or suffering from COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So is there a chance that, you know, the Premier League says, okay, that game has to go ahead, maybe on the basis that the FA Cup tie went ahead,
yeah,
and suddenly you've got to play the team that we played?
Maybe. I think that is potentially yes, but I think from an FPL point of view, my point is that I think that if that game gets canned, there will be a number of managers out there with 3, 4, even maybe 5 players in that game that they lose. And at that point, that throws a whole nother wave of FPL managers into free hitting when they potentially weren't planning to. Which, for me, makes me feel a bit better about the fact that I'm kind of forced into it.
Okay.
So, yes, the selfish part of me would like the game cancelled from an FPL point of view. But from my own team's point of view and from a Spurs point of view, I'd like it to go ahead. Spurs cannot afford another game getting cancelled. We've got so many
games.
No
one can they? Villa can't.
Well, Villa have got a load to come, but we've got the League Cup final. We're still in the FA Cup. We're still in the Europa League.
Mm.
Like, you can't. Where are these games going to go?
Yeah. I noticed a comment from Jose Mourinho after the game saying he expects the game to go ahead. He's training and preparing the squad on that basis. Now, of course, Twitter then went crazy with Jose's come out and said the game's going ahead.
No,
I don't think he has. I think what he said is he's expecting the game to go ahead. I don't think that's any different to what we already know.
Thankfully, the Premier League have said they'll rule on it tomorrow.
Right.
So we will hear tomorrow, apparently,
whether
the game is on or not. So that does mean we've got a bit of time before the free hit deadline on, or the game week 18 deadline, if you're not free hitting, on Tuesday. So at least we will probably get sort of 24 hours or so's notice of what's happening in that game. It won't be just a bang, it's gone 5 minutes before.
And it's gone, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's answer a few questions, Sam, because that is what we're here to do. This is a Q&A. We've got some drafts to look at. We've got some patron drafts to look at. We've got your latest draft to look at, my latest draft to look at, which I have to say hasn't changed massively. There's a couple of players in there that I'm now starting to think about. I've kind of got a bit cold on Yerry Mina, which was my slightly rogue pick from last week.
I've
got a little bit cold on that. I might have gone a little bit warmer on a certain Wolves defender who's showing a lot of attacking intent. No prizes for guessing who that might be. But let's answer a few questions, Sam. Get them in, guys. If you've got questions, general questions about game week 18 or indeed 19, or any questions about, you know, game weeks 20 onwards. Because
We won't be back before 19.
That is important. Not only will we not be back before then, but that is important. There is so much focus on game week 19 now that you should not lose sight of what happens from 20 onwards. Very, very important. We've had a couple of super chats to kick us off, Sam. Let's go to Michael Bergen, which is a name you guys on the live stream are going to get used to hearing about this evening, because we've got Michael's draft coming up a bit later. Thank you, Michael, one of our patrons. He says, Spurs not being in the free hit helps matters, Sam, is what he says. He helps it because it's a tricky game to call versus Villa. Also, how about Jesus for a last-minute free hit addition? So he actually thinks that Spurs not being there, that game being called off, will help the free hit.
It frees up a lot more money.
It frees up a lot of money. It means you don't have to have Son and Kane. You can disperse and pretty much have whoever you want. Jesus as a last-minute free hit addition? He's not really setting the world alight. I'm not looking at my draft thinking, I have to have Jesus in there right now.
Lee and I had a conversation privately on Friday night when we were watching the Liverpool game, talking about Salah and Mane. And one of the things that we talked about was the effects that COVID are having on these players slightly longer term. And I think there is there's noticeable lethargy in the players that have openly come out and said they've tested positive, or the ones that had suspected positive returns.
Well, Newcastle is a squad of sort of laboured in recent weeks.
And
they're the ones with the COVID outbreak.
Even in a 4-1 victory against Villa, they didn't look normal Salah Mane on it again.
No.
We've seen that kind of lethargy from players like... you've mentioned Newcastle guys already.
Alan Saint-Maximin is suffering from it, isn't
still
he? Or is that a different injury?
Yeah, yes.
I don't know.
No, still suffering from long-term effects of COVID.
Okay.
So the reason I'm mentioning this now is because obviously we've had positive tests from Manchester City with the likes of Walker. And I worry somewhat about bringing those players back straight into my team on that basis. That if there is that kind of slightly lethargic return to form with a few games back-to-back, it might just not
be. They are in good form though, City, and he's still a good differential. Actually, just as we were coming in here to do the live stream, our friend Jules Breach from the FPL show, who we're going to be seeing
tomorrow.
On the FPL show tomorrow, guys, so check us out on the FPL show tomorrow.
Hey, Jules,
she put a tweet out there saying, it's interesting when you go to a Brighton game, because she's obviously a Brighton fan, so she's taking a lot of interest in what's happening in that Brighton side, and there's no fans there, because you can really hear who the vocal players are on the pitch. And her tweet stated that it was actually Eve Bissouma, who's the one calling and shouting and go here, go there, directing the football. And I saw a couple of other tweets saying, actually, I think it was the actual Newport County Twitter feed saying, we're giving Eve Bissouma the freedom of the pitch here or something like that. So he is so important for them, yet will not be playing against Manchester City in the game week 18 because he's suspended. So my view is, it's definitely 3 City. It's just who you pick. And maybe Jesus is one that you might want to have a look at as a bit of a differential.
We've got some... given it's really hard to pick a forward. If Spurs game's cancelled, forward
it is.
Beyond Lacazette is really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I can't get too excited about Brewster or Wilson, I have to tell you. Neither of those guys are, I'm thinking, you know, free hit
Sharp
is all about...
Billy Sharp. I take your Brewster or is your Billy Sharp.
No, absolutely not. A couple of other super chats. One from Gurav. Thank you, Gurav, for the super chat. Assume all games go ahead this week. Free hit. Pick one from each. Son or Rashford? Assuming
Rashford.
The Spurs game goes ahead.
Rashford.
Still Rashford. Okay, interesting. Cancelo or Diaz? Pick one.
Diaz.
Ooh, interesting. Sice or United defender? That's tough in there. That's tough.
But both would be my answer to that.
Got to pick one.
Maguire and Saïss.
I think I would actually just fall on the side of Roman Saïss there. So much attacking threat. More attacking threat from him. I think it's 11 efforts on goal in the last four game weeks since he's come back into the side. He's had more than any other defender. Not just in Wolves, any other defender. He's getting headed attempts on goal. He's right in the mix.
I think he's a great option.
But you'd have him and possibly Wan-Bissaka. Or possibly and Maguire.
Yeah.
Maguire or Wan-Bissaka then?
Maguire.
Oh, wow. If you're free, you can go Maguire. Bit more on this later on. Stealth Panda. Kenz is in with a question. Hey, Kenz, how are we doing? Hey, guys. Hope you're okay. Yes, we're good, mate. We're good.
Right.
One question is double City defence or attack? Now, given now Sterling was not fit today... I want Spurs to happen because he wants to have Son. Okay, so yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If Spurs was to happen, I think one of those two, either Son or Kane, looks pretty good. Sterling not fit for today, so what's going on there? Maybe he's carrying something. Pep's comments were a little bit vague, as usual.
Of course they were. It's Pep.
Of course they were. Yeah.
I
don't think you can go for him now.
I don't think you can pick him because I think. In a normal season, when we didn't have all of this to contend with, you could pick him on the basis that you'd have someone on your bench that could just replace him. But in the fear situation that we have of games getting called off and players testing positive late and we not knowing, I don't think you can put somebody into your team that's a doubt.
I think you're absolutely right. And to that end, and we're going to get to one of the first drafts in just a second. Liam Healy, thank you, Liam, for the question.
Hey, Liam.
Good question here. Sam, who starts in goal for Newcastle?
We just had this chat.
It's been Darlow. All of a sudden, Mr. Dubravka is back.
No, I think it's still Darlow in the league. So Steve Bruce, a while ago, when was Dubravka on the bench? Last weekend?
I think so, but played in the FA Cup.
Yes, he did.
Yesterday.
But Steve Bruce said something really interesting about, he said, Darlow's done nothing wrong. He's been really, really good and he will be my keeper. He basically said it's his place to lose. Now,
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so my opinion is that he's played him he's played Dubravka in the cup because that's what you do we've played Joe Hart in the cup. I think that, like, it's not like you're picking an understudy, is it, with Dubravka? You've got a decent keeper there you can play against that.
FPL Geordie is in and in the live chat. Obviously, a Newcastle fan. He says Darlow will start.
I think
Darlow will
start.
And I think that's how I'd be leaning as well.
I do think it's Darlow. I think Dubravka, there is an element of risk.
You've
got to pick both.
If you don't want to pick Sterling because there's an element of risk, you pick Darlow?
You can if you pick Dubravka as well.
You can't have 9.8 million of your free
you
hit
budget.
You can
if the Spurs game gets canned.
That's true. If you're not going to have Son or Kane, you kind of can, can't you?
Because you might. Yeah. That's the reality of this situation. So at the moment, you'll see my draft later. I've taken the Newcastle keepers out because I feel a bit uneasy. I think it's Darlow, but I can't be 100% certain. And I didn't quite have the budget to have them both by the time I tinkered with my team. So if the Spurs game suddenly called off, then you know I'm going back to the Newcastle keepers, and I'll just have them both.
All right. Okay. Quick question before we move to the first draft of the evening from Alex Hughes. Now, Alex, thank you for the super chat. Saka in a 4-5-1, Sam, or Wilson in a 4-4-2 for game week 18. What are we saying? Saka or Wilson?
4-5-1 with Saka.
With Saka. Yeah, I think I agree with you on Saka. I think
I'm going 4-5-1.
In particular, there was a really nice article, members article. If you're not a member of Fantasy Football Scout yet,
was it mine?
There's a link in the description below. I'm actually not sure. Might be you. Might be you. Not sure who wrote it.
It won't have been me.
It's a good piece of writing, whoever wrote it. Nice article for the members. If you're not a member at Fantasy Football Scout yet, there is a link in the description below. Click that link. You can go through and become a member of one of the biggest websites in Fantasy Football Land.
The best one.
The biggest and best in Fantasy Football Land. And the members article talks about how Crystal Palace are very weak.
Mr. Monday, that article.
Was that Mr. Monday wrote that? Yes, fair play to David. Yes, he noticed, actually, by looking at the stats in the stats area of the Fantasy Football Scout members area, that actually Palace are weak down that left-hand side. So whoever plays right for Arsenal, Mr. Saka, could have some joy down that side. So have a look at that article if you are a Fantasy Football Scout member. Another super chat from Gurav. Thank you, Gurav, for the super chat. If Sterling is a no-go, which we're kind of saying... Well, I don't think we're saying no, but we're saying tread very carefully.
Be cautious.
Be very, very cautious on Sterling. Who is the second City attacker on a free hit? And maybe he's asking that as a rhetorical question because he follows that up with, surely that then pushes us to double City defence. Stones not playing in the FA Cup. Maybe we go for John Stones. Listen, we've got a lot to discuss on Man City, and I think some of these points, Gaurav, will come out as we go through the live stream and talk about some people's drafts. So let's get into some of these drafts, Sam. And here's a draft from one of our patrons mentioned before, Mr. Michael Bergen. Now, his Game Week 18 strategy, as you can see on the screen, is to free hit. He's looking to free hit. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say,
I can't see that
from there. So what I've done for you, Sam,
to be fair, I went to the opticians a few weeks ago, and I do need new glasses.
Have they updated your prescription, dear?
They have updated my prescription, dear, because I am yet another year older and therefore need new glasses. But to be honest, I just haven't got around to ordering them yet because I need to order the actual frames to try them on. So I'm actually blind, which explains why I cannot see anything.
Oh, there we go. So I've got it for you.
Oh, look at that.
On an iPad, no less. So this is Michael's. And then if you scroll across, look, those are the other ones that we'll be discussing. Look,
look at you.
Don't say I don't do anything for you. There we go. So that is Michael Bergen's team.
Right, hang on. I've just scrolled the wrong way. Just right. Oh, everybody, look. I've gone the wrong way.
Is that the last picture on my iPad? Yes. The desk stare is out. You've got nothing to desk stare about at the moment. 5-0 through in the cup, through to the final League Cup. Nothing to death stare about. That's not... For the podcasters, what's just happened there is that I've given Sam all of the free hit teams as images on my iPad. She's scrolled the wrong way, and the previous last image on my iPad is a picture of the infamous death stare from the FPL show.
Might wear that outfit on the FPL show tomorrow. And,
do it.
And repeat
yes, do
the
it.
Look.
Get out there. We need some more death stare in our lives. So if you scroll back to Michael's team...
I'm back.
His strategy is to free hit in game week 18. So have a look at that team, Sam. And in particular, I want us to have a look at Gaurav's question, which is, outside of De Bruyne, do we therefore, with maybe the lack of trust we've got in Sterling and Jesus, does that force us down the double City defence in the way that Michael's done there with Diaz and Cancelo, which I think would be the two that you would pick if you were going to go for double City defence. What's your general view on City then?
Does it worry you slightly that Cancelo played today?
I don't think so, no, because I think Mendy played as well today. So I think Pep knows that Cancelo is his best fullback. And the reason I give it a vague title like best fullback is because he can actually play left or right. I personally think, and I think some of the stats suggest, that he's better on the right rather than Kyle Walker. But I think Kyle Walker will probably come in for the free hit.
Okay, now
so,
do you?
I think so.
Because Kyle Walker's just had COVID. He's
well,
just played in
yeah,
the FA Cup.
I don't know.
So is there a chance that Kyle Walker doesn't make that game? Because to play...
Did Walker play today?
Yes. So to play today and then again on... Is it Wednesday, the Man City game? I think it's Wednesday. So to play again on Wednesday... That's quite quick for somebody that's just had COVID.
Well, interestingly, we didn't spot this, obviously, because we were watching the other games today. The City game was on the same time as Crawley. And as soon as Crawley went 1-0 up, I was like, I'm watching that game because I want to see if Bielsa can out-tactic a League Two side, which he, of course, couldn't.
That was great.
But Felix O and a few of the other guys, Jamie Taylor in the live chat, saying, Cancelo taken off at half-time today. Diaz, KDB, Cancelo, all subbed at half-time,
fine.
Which makes... absolute sense, and I think from that perspective
that makes me feel
I
better.
Think therefore you're all right. A quick comment, Sam, just before you move on, from Zubin. Thank you, Zubin, for the super chat. He is saying Saka or Gundogan in mid if I'm not doubling up on
Saka.
City defenders. If Kane doesn't play, who do I play instead? I don't trust Lacazette to return. We'll talk about the forwards in a bit more detail.
Saka.
But let's talk about Gundogan then.
Saka over Gundogan.
Oh, don't fancy Gundogan.
I don't trust Pep. Right. Okay, so this is where my issue with the free hit fundamentally.
I'm going to come to Foden in a minute. Dylan Williams is in the live chat. He's saying, Sam, I've got Foden my free hit. He's giving you a headache.
Honestly, Pep gives me a headache. Looking at
does
Pep's
Dylan
face,
give you a headache?
No,
Pep
not Dylan. Pep. I look at Pep's face and I've got a headache. Okay, so you look at the team he's played today, and sometimes you can get you think, right, okay, that means this one. In the league because these ones are playing. Then you've got this weird comments about Sterling's not fully fit. What does that actually mean? For today or forever or what? And so who do you pick? Now Foden's played today. Doesn't normally play back-to-back. So
not normally, no. He's in good form again though. I seem to say this every time Foden gets a run of games together. And this is the point, isn't it? He gets a run of games together, shows good form, gets amongst the goals. And then he bloody drops him.
I've got the hiccup. You don't need, but he doesn't even need a run of games. He plays one and plays well and then gets benched.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's
so
weird.
So I find it really difficult. And so for me, I think if the Spurs, so actually I'm looking at, this is Michael's team, right?
As he is saying, by the way, Gundogan was unused today. So he's short to start.
So we didn't watch Man City.
Probably will start.
So if, yeah, so I would say that if he's not been played in the cup, then he's a better pick in midfield because he'll likely play, but he's Pep.
Better
so.
Than Saka, though?
No. Saka all day long of those two. But I think my feeling is actually that this team that Michael's created here is actually quite similar to the team that I end up with if I don't have the Spurs boys in.
Right.
So the team that you're going to see from me later has the Spurs boys in because obviously I haven't yet made a decision on that.
Sort of assuming the game's going ahead, right?
Yeah, but and also I haven't decided which one of them, so I've just given you a team that's got both.
Right.
This team, Michael's team, is actually quite similar to the team that I've put together if Spurs don't exist in that week. And it does include double up at the back for Manchester City because I think that is where you're safest in terms of starts. But I also think it's where there is probably a likelihood of... With the Man City attackers, I kind of feel like it's like a firing range for points. Like it could be any of the attackers that return because that is that sort... Without Bissouma, I feel like they could all get decent returns in that game. Whereas the guys at the back, they should be solid for the clean sheet because I can't see much happening from the Brighton attack point of view. But also, we've talked before about how Diaz could be really important in that game in terms of potential from set pieces. And Cancelo is just what Cancelo is. He's always up there in the bout. So the upside for those two is great.
Yeah.
And that's why I think without the Spurs, I'll probably end up doubled up at the back. It feels safer.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think I like the look of this team. Not much to complain about there. The one question that has come in on the live chat is, good-looking team, but who would you bench? There, who would you bench? I mean, Mitchell, I think, clearly would be on the bench, but
you'd go
who else?
Well, Lindelof, probably. I think I'd play 3-5-2 and bench Calvert-Lewin.
Diaz, Cancelo, Tierney. Bench Calvert-Lewin. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Over Callum Wilson.
Yeah. Because the fixture.
Tough, isn't it?
I can't see...
On play Neto.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, interesting.
Because I think Wolves have got more chance of winning that game than Everton.
I think that plays to a point that you touched on before about, you know, the forwards then. Let's talk about that for just a second. Lacazette, I think a good pick. Wilson, okay. Don't trust him, but that's just my legacy feeling on Callum Wilson, I think, being an FPL manager over the last 2 or 3 years. Calvert-Lewin, out of form. Not really feeling it.
But equally, I do, given what we've been saying about COVID and about late cancellations of games, late isolations, I do feel like this team has got a really, really good bench. So if there are any problems anywhere, you're covered.
True enough. And I think that goes back to the conversation that you and I were having this time last week on the FPL Family live stream, where I was saying, and we'll talk about my draft a bit later, I want to go all in on the games I can call.
Yeah.
Or I think I can call. Whereas you wanted to spread the risk a little bit. And I think Michael's leaning more towards your strategy of spreading the risk, which given the world how it is right now, it's not a bad strategy.
It's a bit of a middle ground, this, because he has still got 3 United, 3 City, 3 Arsenal. But he's also then got enough good players. So Mitchell's been starting regularly. Neto's obviously been really good. Plus you've got Wilson and Calvert-Lewin and then the two... The double up with the keepers, which I do really like. I really like that as a strategy.
Sure.
So I think for me, the whole squad, and I think you do have to see your free hit team as a free hit squad because you have to give yourself that backup. You have that here.
Okay.
So yes, it's a benching headache, but...
Benching headaches are good currently in the current climate, right? Super chat from Ken's. Thank you, Stealth Panda, for the second super chat. And I missed this, actually. It's a good point. Ollie said... Pogba, Shaw and Lindelof were injured. So look out for that. You've got Lindelof on your team then, Michael. So look out for that, mate.
Plus, I don't think Lindelof is I think that's a budget thing. But I'd go, if you've got a little bit of budget somewhere that you can take.
Quite possibly.
Upgrading
quite possibly.
Would be a good
be
idea.
Interesting if the Pogba and Shaw, though, because if Pogba's injured...
Oh, makes Fernandes a great
We know that
option.
Means Fernandes just gets forward with, you
Captain
know,
Bruno
with abandon. Bruno. And then if Shaw's injured, does that put Telles on the radar, potentially?
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
It might do, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, have a look at that Shaw injury, because Telles is not exactly... I don't think he's really I don't know if he's really kind of hit the ground running at Manchester United yet, but he's got potential. No doubt about it. Josh is here, FPL telling. Hey, Josh.
Talk about Man United. Moderating.
Well, he's chipped in. He said, Ollie also likes to bluff in interviews, so be wary. It's not his way of resting without having to explain. Yeah, fair play. And Tips is in and moderating. Hey, Tips. He's every single comment so far, as Sam, has included the word Saka or holding. Pretty sure he's having both of those on his free hit. If indeed you're free hitting,
has Tips got them?
I don't know. He's not really mentioned much about those.
He's been
two,
so quiet lately. I've not heard anything from him.
Not sure if they're in his FPL team or not. Tips, get in the live chat. Let us know if you've got Saka or Holden. Really not sure. Let's go to one of our other patrons, Karan Suresh, who currently right now is top of the January Manager of the Month. I've decided to go on a different order. Sam,
this is so, not the team that you've got there.
That's not Karan's team. Scroll over. That is Karan's team right there. That you've got Karan's team there. So this is Karan's team. Karan is currently.
When you put them in the wrong order, you get the desk there.
I should have just put the desk there in between each draft, actually. This is Karan's draft. Karan not only is top of our January Manager of the Month competition right now, but I actually spoke to Karan during the week in his Patreon Zoom, one-to-one Zoom, where we talked about this team. We talked about what his draft looked like, how it was shaping up. And actually, we had a real good conversation about whether you should play the free hit at all in this game week. Now, the reason Karan is actually maybe thinking he might not want to play his free hit in game week 18 is because he's actually got quite a lot of players. He's got, like, I think, 7 or 8 players, good players as well.
Yeah, this isn't...
Not Mitchell, not Brewster. He's got good players that can play in free hit 18. In game week 18. So with a couple of transfers, I think we kind of came to the conclusion that if we'd spent a -4 or even a -8, he could probably cover himself for game week 18. Now, he went one step further and said, well, yes, I could do a -4 or -8, but actually there's a few players that not only would I like to bring in for the blank in terms of the Manchester sides, but I'd also like those players for the double.
Okay.
And I'd also like those players going forward in 2021 and 22.
Right.
Including Man City, as you can see, two of his big transfers in there are Man City.
Right.
So
what is this, a wild card?
So this is a wild card draft. You do not have to play your free hit chip in 18. Clearly, there is a case for wild carding, for just taking a couple of transfer hits and getting through that game week 18. Talk us through your opinion on this team. And in particular, he's got Kufal, Suchek, and Antonio, three players down the right-hand side there that we know are not going to be available for game week 18. But he seems pretty well covered across the rest of it, including a bit of a... Well, it feels like a bit of a punt, doesn't it? On Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. You're not feeling that. I can see the podcasters can't see the look on your face right now, Sam. But it's one of disgust about Aubameyang. You're not feeling it.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Why Aubameyang is in this team.
Listen, right now, he's a differential.
Well, yes, I understand that. That's because he's not very good. yes, it feels right to me. It feels like Aubameyang is in there because there's money to spend. So why not? Not because he's actually in form. Like, why not go Saka, who's in form? You don't have to spend. This feels like a team that spent the money for the sake of spending the money.
Okay. Or using the wild card for the sake of using the wild card. Because actually, if you reined in a couple of those transfers and settled more on a -4 or a -8, you wouldn't have maybe a Aubameyang or Antonio.
So the ones that are... these ones are all coming in. But these ones... So the thing is, there's only going to be 9 players for next week if Martinez plays, otherwise it's 8 for game week 18. Don't think that's enough.
But I think what Karan is looking at is looking at that and saying, well, that's enough to get me through the blank, and I'm superbly set for the doubles and going forward. Because what he could do then, with his free transfer going into the double game week, is move out of Aubameyang and bring in a Salah or somebody like that. It's possible. Look, there's lots of different combinations and permutations for the upcoming weeks. Wildcard is just one of them, right?
Yeah, but I think for me, if I was going to wildcard, I would want a team of more than 9 for the game week, knowing that I could get to the team I wanted for.
But that's the point, isn't it? Of that's the, in my mind, the downside of playing the wild card for game week 18 is that the whole point of a wild card is that you're setting your team up for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, not just for 18. Mm. So if you used the wild card and went big on 18, you wouldn't be doing that future planning, would you? No. So you've got, if you play the wild card in game week 18, you're probably going to be set with 8 or 9 players, or maybe maximum 10. And you've got to be okay with that, knowing that you're going to make up those points from those 1 or 2 lost players down the way, in particular with Kufal, Souček and Antonio coming up for the double game week, where they'll smash it, right?
Yes, absolutely. But my point more is that you could not have Antonio this week. I don't know who was in the place of these players before. Presumably players that weren't going to play in 18. But my inclination would be to take out one of these that's not playing, probably Antonio, because he's not playing, put in somebody like, well, I'd probably take Aubameyang down to Saka and then put Lacazette up top. And then the week after, you've still got money in the bank, so you can go Rashford to Salah for the double the week after. Or you can go Aubameyang to Salah the week, or Saka, or however you want to do it. Like, you're still going to have a free transfer ahead of game week 19.
Sure.
So I would have one more player and have 10 for game week. Like, and put, I would, rather than put in Meslier, I'd put somebody that's going to play as a keeper for 18.
Okay, let's see what you guys are saying about Karan's wildcard strategy then. I will caveat this by saying that when we got to the end of our Zoom conversation, I was advocating either a free hit or a -4 or -8. I think that's kind of where we got to. And then Karan sent me a message saying, actually, I've put this together as a wild card. What do you think? So Karan is not decided, I don't think. I don't think he's set on this. Hence the white borders around the players, because he's not activated either the free hit chip or bringing up the wild card. But I'm just interested to hear what you guys are going to say in the live chat about Karan's wild card. It's still anything could go with Karan's side. Right? He's tinkering, as we all are, and he's just looking at all the different options. Right? And in fact, Karan has super chat. Thank you, Karan, for the super chat. Very nice to meet you the other day. Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for bringing up my team. Albert and Wilson are punts if the Spurs game is called off. They will change to Ings and Sterling for the double game week. So listen, again, Karan is not just getting blindsided by 18. What he wants to do, keep that free hit firmly in his pocket to execute in an aggressive way later on in the season, but play his wild card now, setting himself up for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, Ings to Sterling for the double, that's still a -4 the week after, though.
Could be.
You can't take
a
-4 the week after your wild card.
Could be. Let's see what you guys are saying. We've got Njenga saying, I too have a good feeling about Aubameyang on free hit 18.
There's
some good feelings about Aubameyang potentially. I'm not sure where these feelings are coming from, guys, I must admit, because he's not shown me enough to suggest that he's not got any good feelings in my books. Ezo127, don't like the Aubameyang option. Otto is saying, I don't like this idea, not sure about this Aubameyang. Nistel Percy, Aubameyang too much right now, should be 5 million, Nistel says.
Yeah, I'd buy him if he was 5.
Same bracket as Saka and Emil Smith Rowe. Let's say, what else are you guys saying? Projval1 is saying Burke and Joe Linton have more chance of scoring than Alba against Palace. There's a lot of you guys going in on the Aubameyang pick here. Listen, there are not going to be many teams with Aubameyang
in.
He's the sort of player that can go off. But I think, Karan, what we are saying, mate, as I think we discussed in our one-to-one Zoom, is we've got to be a bit careful about that Aubameyang pick. So there we go. That's Karan's team. Game Week 18 strategy. He was thinking one of his strategies, potentially the wild card, but I'm not sure that you're feeling it. I'm not sure the guys in the live chat are feeling. Guys, if you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. Let us know. Let Karan know how you feel about that Aubameyang pick. I think the overriding feeling is tread very carefully. Tread very carefully there. Let's have a look at one of the other drafts, Sam. Let's go to Ben Williamson's free hit team. If you want to scroll back, you're on Ben's team. Excellent, well done.
Because it says his name at the top, so I'm all right.
I've done that well. So I've done that well for you. Excellent, very, very good.
You don't need a death stare this time.
No death stare this time. Back on the free hit then, as a strategy for Ben this week. What are you saying about this team? How do you feel about it? Sterling and Kevin De Bruyne in midfield, alongside Son and Fernandes, so pretty strong midfield. Lacazette and Wilson up front, which I think are going to be popular.
I'd bench Mina for Smith Rowe.
I think you would play Smith Rowe, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think you would.
But otherwise, I think it looks nice. Okay. I think the Sterling thing, you've got to keep an eye on that. I think there's got to be some clarity because the
on
bench.
Sterling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the bench, then you're going to have Mina coming on for Sterling, and I don't think you'd really want that. Like, I don't think you'd want Sterling to sit out and Mina to be the replacement.
I think you're probably right.
So I would probably look to do something else.
Talk to me about the captaincy choice here then. And we've got another super chat from Karen, which I'll be coming to in just a second. Talk to me about the captaincy then. Ben's gone for Fernandes here. Yep. And actually, I found out this week that I've been saying Bruno's surname completely wrong this whole time.
Isn't it?
Apparently, it is Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. But it's Bruno.
Who knew? It was Fernandes. I think I heard it on Black Box, and I think Az said it on FPL Black Box. He said it's actually Fernandes. I was like, you what, mate? I was like, you're joking. Then I looked it up, and it is actually Bruno Fernandes. Anyway, I'm going to call him Bruno. Captaincy for this week. I cannot look past Man City at home to Brighton without Bissouma. I cannot. But Ben can. He's looking at Fernandes' away form, looking at Burnley, and saying, I want a bit of that.
That's what I'm doing.
You're feeling Bruno as captaincy. I must admit, he will be my vice-captain, no doubt about it.
No Pogba. Thank you, Bruno.
I think so. Yes, I think so.
Away from home. Thank you, Bruno.
We'll talk a bit more about captaincy later on. Let's finish up on Karan's team. He's come back with another super chat. These players... let's go back to Karan's team. Very brief. Here we go. These players are on only if Spurs Villa is off. So we've got Kane, Son and Grealish and Konsa currently. So in his team, he has Kane, Son, Grealish and Konsa, as well as Martinez in his team, I can spot. So he's actually got five. He's quite heavily invested
in
Spurs
this
Villa.
This is what I was talking about at the beginning.
Yeah.
So if...
if that game is on...
then you free hit. If it's off, you free hit. If it's on, you play through.
If it's on, take a couple of hits, Karan, and get through it. If the game is called off...
well, if it's on, you don't need to.
Hit.
How many has he got? 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, take a couple of transfers and you get through it.
He says, if the game is not cancelled, I plan on Son and Salah from my current team to Rashford and KDB. So that is his plan. If the game is not cancelled, if the game goes ahead, he is going to play probably not the wild card or the free hit. Do a couple of transfers, get through it, set your team up for the next few weeks.
Yeah,
but
that sounds great. But
if it's off, those five players don't play. So it's then you've got to play a chip. And he's wondering which chip
to play. The wild card will be more valuable to you later on in the season than a free hit chip, in my opinion.
Okay, all right.
That's just my opinion.
Let's head back to Ben's team. Super chat here from Gurav. Thank you, Gurav, for the super chat. Talking about Karan's team again. Karan's team's got you talking, which is good. I expected this to happen, guys. There's so many of you thinking about the free hit. That as soon as Karan sent me his possible wildcard team, I knew that would create a little bit of discussion. So thank you, Karan, for that. Double Leeds defence on a wildcard is a no-go. Look at their defence stats. Antonio will unlikely play both games in the double game week. So we're talking about Karan's wildcard team again.
I think Antonio might now, Helaire's gone.
Well, let's just have a quick word then on game week 19 for Gurav, for the sake of Gurav's super chat here. Doesn't like the look of double Leeds defence. I must admit, I agree with you there. Antonio unlikely to play both games in the double game week, having now sold Sebastian Allaire.
No, I think he will.
I'd suggest that Antonio... I can't believe that they would sell Allaire without knowing Antonio is fully fit and raring to go, right?
Antonio might not play 90 minutes in both those games. He might play 65 and 65, 70 and 60, something like that. But he will play in both games because they haven't got anyone else now.
I think so. Yeah, unless they put Jared Bowen in there, maybe.
Well, and they could. I mean, they could use a false nine, but... I can't see it.
Okay. All right. Ben's team, then we keep deviating away from Ben's team.
That's
we've talked
it's good,
about captaincy. It's a good team.
It's good.
There's not much I'd want to discuss there, to be honest with you. We've got Darlow between the sticks. That's fine.
It's fine, but there isn't a backup.
No backup keeper there in case Dubravka gets the nod. We're not expecting that. A very quick word then, because you weren't keen on my Mina pick from last week.
I'm still not.
Ben's gone down that road as well as a proper cheeky differential. I don't know, but he's pretty cheap and he's pretty low ownership as well, which I think is where maybe Ben is coming from. Maybe he's looked at the way that Wolves were defending those set pieces against Brighton and thought, actually, Mina could get something from that. Particularly, Sam, as Luca Dean seems to be back for Everton as well.
Yeah,
would you invest in any of the Everton defence then against that Wolves side, be it Mina or Dina or anybody else?
No.
You'd stay away from that, would you?
I can't feel inspired by the... So Dina, yes, I think he's a great FPL asset. But do I think that he's going to be able to, given he's just playing, he's only just coming back, do I think, I don't know.
My problem with any...
It's Dina or nothing, I think, in the Everton defence.
The problem with the Everton investing in Everton defence for the free hit is that I don't feel like I'll play any more than three defenders in the free hit. I feel like I would be going with mostly my attackers, I think. So to that end, if I'm only going to play three defenders, it's going to be Tierney, it's going to be a Man City player, and then probably another Man City player. I'm probably not going to want to play Mina or Dina or Saïss. And if I do, I've got to play one less of my attackers. I'm not convinced that going heavy at the back is the right thing to do.
See, I'm probably going to play 4-5-1.
Oh, you probably are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about your draft. We'll talk about your draft in just a sec. We've got one more draft to look at. We'll keep answering your questions in the live chat, guys. Keep them coming. Really, really good. Love all the questions about the wild card as a strategy for game week 18. It's a curveball there from Karan, but it's a good curveball. Got some discussion going. Really, really good. Just before we get to our final draft from Franklin, do want to give a quick shout out to our patron site, patreon.com/FPL family. All of the teams that you can see on the screen tonight that we're discussing have come from our Slack community, so our Patreon community. Thank you, Slackers, for sending the teams over. Thank you, Karan, in particular, for going a little bit different, going out there.
Going rogue.
Going a bit rogue, putting something out there that's got people talking. That's really, really good. Thank you, Karan, for that. So if you want to come and support us over on Patreon, then the links are in the description below, patreon.com/FPL family. Not too late to get involved with the January Manager of the Month as well, if you want to get involved at the $5 tier. If you want, like Karan, to get involved at the $10 tier and have these one-to-one personal Zoom sessions with us about your team, about your free hit, about your wild card, about whatever you want around FPL, then you can absolutely go and have a look at the Zoom tier. And if you just want to dip your toe in, you want to just say hi and say thanks for the work that we do and get some bonus podcasts and a bit of access to that Slack community at the $3 tier, the Ohana tier, then that could be for you. So $3, $5 and $10, have a look over on patreon.com/FPL family. Prizes for the winners as well in the Manager of the Month competition. So again, like I say, not too late to have a look at that. So there we go, patreon.com/FPL family. Links in the description below if you want to check us out over there and go support us over on Patreon. Right, Sam, final free hit team is one that is very Spurs heavy. That's why I picked it out. So of course, Franklin Anthony's team, this is the one that you've got on your screen there, will, I'm absolutely sure, if that game is off, will change massively. Let's assume the game is on and let's talk about the Spurs assets then. Because we've done a lot of talk about City, we've said about Aubameyang, we've talked about treading carefully around Sterling, we've talked about Aguero and, you know, isolating all the rest of it. But we haven't talked about Spurs and that game against Aston Villa. So talk me through that game. How do you think that game's going to go, by the way? Because that is a difficult game to call, in my opinion.
I don't think we're going to get a clean sheet.
You fancy Villa to get a goal there at some stage? Yeah. Okay.
And therefore...
You thought that against Leeds, though.
Yeah, but they normally do score against us. You think back to early on last season. We played them on opening day, didn't we? McGinn with a worldie. I wouldn't play Dyer. Normally I advocate Dyer because I think... Actually, he's a really nice, cheap... Actually, he's not that cheap anymore because there's some price rises, but he is a nice, still cheap Spurs entry-level defender. He has some set pieces in his locker. He's always up there and thereabouts for corners and free kicks and that sort of thing. So there is potential upside. It's limited in terms of other defenders who have attacking potential. His is more limited, but he's cheaper, so he's maybe worth it.
As Jamie Taylor, though, is saying in the live chat, if... the game goes ahead.
Yeah.
And you're playing the under-12s.
But they're still against Liverpool.
I know, but... come on.
I mean, Spurs are better on the road. So my understanding is that there are some of the first team, obviously, who have tested negative. But they're in isolation because they've had contact with the 9 players that have tested positive.
Mm.
Their isolation will end on Tuesday. So they can play.
When's the game?
Wednesday.
But even then, isolation ending. That's not match fit, preparing for the match, going to the training ground. That's none of that.
But it does... No, you're right. But they don't lose match fitness. Like, the ones that haven't got it will be training at home. They're not exactly just sitting on the sofa eating pizza for 2 weeks.
It's different, though.
It is different.
It's massively different.
It is different, but there is... But what I'm saying is, we're not going to see the same Aston Villa side. If the game happens, it is not the same side that played Liverpool. There will be some first teamers in that.
Yeah, but they're going to be... They won't have trained. They won't have prepared. This is a Premier League game against a very, very good Spurs outfit.
Well, they're not playing the under-23s, though, are they?
Well, like, even if it's a mix, like you say, again, a mix of maybe those that played in the Cup and some first teamers, those that feel like they could play, because that's what he's going to be going on. He's going to be asking them whether they feel ready to play.
It'll be the ones that were negative anyway, but had to isolate because they had contact.
Yeah.
So there will be some players there that have not got COVID, have never had it,
okay,
and therefore can just, when they're at the end of their 10 days...
So let's say it's a mix then of both of those two squads, if you want to call it that. That's still not good to put a team out of players that haven't played together against Spurs, who have rested Harry Kane.
No, I agree. I do agree. And Eric Dier did get a rest in the FA Cup. He didn't play.
If that game is called on tomorrow, you said tomorrow, that's what you were saying earlier, that game is being decided whether it's on or off tomorrow. If the news is that game is on, I think I will have three Spurs players in my team. And I think it will look similar to that.
You rogue man.
Right now, I don't have any Spurs. I might have Kane still. I'll look at my draft in a minute. But I think Aston Villa will be criminally underprepared for that game.
Okay. So I take that. But I also think that Manchester United defenders are a better buy. Burnley just cannot score. They can't score goals. So I think they're a good option. I think the Arsenal, Crystal Palace, Benteke went off injured, so what they play in AU, probably. I think they're a good option defensively. I think there are good options defensively, even you've got Wolves one on the bench. But
talk to me about that bench then. Brewster, Kilman, Mitchell feels a little bit exposed. If you're talking about your strategy, which is to spread the risk, don't go all in, have a playing bench... I would suggest that Franklin's team is a little bit exposed by that bench. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think Bruce is going to get you one. Kilman, Kilman's frustrating as hell, isn't he? Because he's eating...
might not play. Yeah, difficult.
But he'd probably come on, which is the annoyance. So he's probably going to get one.
Gurav coming in with the super chat again. Thank you, Gurav. He's saying Tierney is 0.3 more than Dier. It's a no-brainer.
If you've got 0.3...
If indeed Franklin has got 0.3, I would suggest that is also a no-brainer, yes.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, I don't know. Look, my view would be that the bench... Mitchell's been playing, so I think he's fine. Brewster will get some minutes, so I think that's okay. But I would want a bit more depth. I would want somebody, because if one of your big hitters doesn't play for any reason, that is problematic.
Yeah, that would feel like a waste of a free hit if you don't get 11 out. I would be a bit worried about that bench. Elsewhere, I think it looks pretty good. Talk to me about De Bruyne captaincy. I know you were going for Fernandes, but
no,
De Bruyne equally good, I would suggest.
Yeah. I'm not going for Bruno because I think De Bruyne is a bad option. It's not that at all.
With Jesus and Aguero isolating, according to Pep's words, I don't know what Jesus is doing, but at best he's out of form. Could we see De Bruyne a false nine again up front?
Yes,
and if we do, that's an exciting option, isn't it?
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
However, we did see some matches earlier on in the season where they didn't have a forward and they played Torres who else did they play out there? Torres or someone else. And they just... Sterling, wasn't it? And Bruno... KDB was just a bit meh in those games. So
they're different now, though. They've found form. They're clicking.
Yes.
They're gelling. They're slick now.
All right, short-term memory. But I do think that there is an element of... It depends what happens, the system they play. Look, I think KDB is a great captaincy option. I'm not for any means suggesting that he isn't. I think he is. I just feel a bit more confident about going Bruno, weirdly.
Okay, all right. Here's a question for you then. Is that team, some of you guys are saying on the live chat, and Franklin, don't take this the wrong way, is that team a bit too template?
You cannot be template with a free hit team. I'm glad you said that,
because I agree.
I'm fed up with this nonsense.
Right, okay.
This is Twitter nonsense, and I'm fed up with it. You cannot be template with a free hit team.
That's one of the comments I've seen.
That is the point of a free hit, you pick the best players for the week.
But one of the comments I've seen is, you go Cancelo and Diaz, that's really template.
Who cares?
One's 12% owned, one's 9% owned.
But it doesn't matter. The ownership figures do not matter in a free hit. You are picking the best players for one single week. This is not the moment to go, oh, I think I'll go rogue and pick Zaha. Like it's not that moment. The moment you're free here, the point is that you look at the teams. Yes, I'm all about spreading the wealth a little bit this year because of the benching situation, etc.
But I genuinely do think that the right path with the free hit this year is to pick the players that we've been talking about. Cancelo and Diaz, I think, are great options. There is, it doesn't matter if they're template. They're only having them for a week and they're coming in to secure... The free hit should give you a rank rise.
The guys are saying you need a porn star martini to help you to calm yourself down.
This has really annoyed me. The template thing, is it really annoys me. It's because what's wrong with it? What's wrong with being template? That is
nothing is wrong with being template. And actually, if you go with the free hit 18 template, if you want to call it that, it's full of non-template players like Lacazette and Saka and Tierney and Cancelo and Diaz, who are under 15% owned. I don't agree with this whole... I'm with you, by the way. Perhaps less passionately than you, but I am with you in terms of this. You play the best team. Callum Wilson's not template, but he's a great pick for free hit 18 because he plays against Sheffield United. So he's a good pick. Um, Carl Patrick Vineyard. I don't know why I said your middle name. We never say Carl's middle name. Carl Vineyard.
Didn't even know that was his middle name.
But
why have you said
Mr. that? Mr. Carl Patrick Vineyard. Welcome, sir, to the stream.
Hi, Patrick.
I like it. It's lovely. He says, hi, Lee and Sam. How are you doing? I'm back and I'm ready to go for game week 19. Yes, to be fair, Mr. Carl Patrick Vineyard, we haven't seen you for a little while. KP. Let's just call him KP from now on. KP, lovely to see
KPV,
you back.
KPV? It's like James W. JWP.
He's saying, I'm back and I'm ready to go for game week 19. Don't forget, KP, that we've got 18 to go yet, mate. We've got 18 to go yet, so don't get ahead of yourself. Let's talk about then, Sam, our free hit teams and how they are looking. Here is your template free hit team for game week 18. No, I didn't, no, because I thought you'd know it.
No, I don't know.
So, has it changed much?
Yeah.
From where you were this time last week. Now, I'm looking at the goalkeeper situation, Ruddy and Patricio, and I'd like some answers on that. I'm looking at the forward situation with Fabio Silva and Keenan Davis, and I'd like some answers. And I'm looking at the defensive options in DeAndre Yedlin, and I'd like some answers, Sam. What the hell is this team, and why have you given it to me? What is going on with this? Fabio Silva, have a laugh. What's going on? Go on. Have you been drinking again? Is the taboo been out?
Oh, I forgot about the taboo.
Come on, talk me through Fabio. You had a right old go at me last week for Yerry Mina, and now you've got Fabio Silva, so I'm not letting it go. What's going on?
Well, this team is built on a 4-5-1 basis.
Nistel Percy, what is this? Niraj Sharma, just lol emojis.
Right.
Moldy 7890, Fabio Silva, lol emoji.
He's not playing, and I do think he's a good bench option. Right. It's cheap, he's going to play.
Carl Patrick Vineyard, KP is back, Sam.
What's he saying?
And he said, sorry, my bad. I meant 18, not 19. You didn't need to super chat that follow-up, KP, but thank you very much. Appreciate that. FPL Geordie, Sam has gone rogue. Bossman 525, ha ha ha. Oisin is saying, worst thing I've ever seen. Bossman says, Sam, definitely I thought you not. Were the boss.
I am.
What is going on here? Right. Coco, super chat from Coco. Thank you, Coco. Another one of our patrons that I've had a one-to-one Zoom with. Coco, very nice.
Hang on, what is this? Why have they been talking to you?
They all know where their bread is buttered, Sam.
What?
Most of the Zoom patrons want to talk to me. I hate to break that news to you. I've done four this week.
You've done four this
week?
I've
done four this week. Well, three and a manager of the month with Mr. Kevin Morrison. But Coco, thank you for the super chat. He says, hi, guys.
It's backfired on you, this, isn't it?
It's great.
Because
not at all, I love it.
When we decided to do the Zooms, because this is my full-time job, whereas Lee actually has another job as well, we thought that most people would speak to me on Zoom. It's not gone that way.
No. Most people want to speak to me. Don't blame you guys. Don't blame me. Super chat from Coco. He's saying, hi, guys. Greetings from the early morning, 4 a.m. in Indonesia. So, listen, that is good. That's a great effort, Coco, for getting up at 4 a.m. Thank you, mate. No love for Mahrez as a differential in 18-19.
Did Mahrez play anything in the cup?
Well, I think he falls into that Gundogan and Foden bracket of a bit unreliable. Could he miss the game, etc., etc.? I'm not sure about that. I still am pretty convinced that Diaz, Cancelo, De Bruyne are going to be in my team. But listen, you are getting absolute pelter, Sam, for this team on the live chat. Talk us through it.
Genuinely. Right, so it's a 4-5-2, 4-5-1 team.
People are saying this team is why people want to talk to Lee. Brilliant.
Right.
People are saying you've literally just put this team out just for content in this live stream. It's purely for content.
Okay, head over to FF Scout, read my latest article. You'll find this team is what my whole article is about.
Oh, you're so easy to find out. It's brilliant. tips is in, he's saying, this is absurd.
There's no holding, yes. There is no holding, I
there
apologize.
There is no Rob holding.
There is no
he
holding
will be
tips,
upset
I am sorry. But Saka did make the grade. So basically what I did was, I kind of went through and thought, who are my, like, essential must-own picks for this game week? Now, given that Kane and Son are both still there, because I literally can't decide whether I want one, both, or maybe tomorrow I might decide I want neither. Depending
if
on what
the game
happens.
Is off, where are you distributing those funds and who will those players become?
If the Spurs game goes...
If the Spurs game is off... I mean, obviously, the love of Wolves, you're going to get Moutinho or something here, aren't you? I mean, you've got Fabio Silva, might as well... Oh, no, sorry, because you've got double Wolves goalkeeper, so you can't. I mean, what even is this team? This is ridiculous. God, if Son and Kane are out, then that game is off.
Yeah.
And, of course, then, you know, Keenan Davis can't play, which would be a terrible shame for your team. Where... What is going to go... I can't even look at this team... What do those players become and where does that money go?
If the game is off, then Ruddy and Patricio become...
Ruddy?
Become Dubravka and Darlow. And then Yedlin disappears and becomes Saez. So I'll have Darlow in goal, Maguire, Tierney, Diaz and Saez probably, or maybe...
The Wolves loving continues.
Yeah, okay. Or maybe Cancelo, I haven't decided
right,
yet.
Okay. So you'd invest a little bit more in your defence.
So the defence
okay.
could get a bit more investment. Okay. And then up top, I'd have Lacazette. So I'd still go 4-5-1 with
so
Lacazette.
Kane would become Lacazette. That money would be reinvested in Yedlin to Cancelo. You've still got Son there, though. What would Son become? Any thoughts?
No. And then I haven't had any thoughts on that part yet because I still have money in the bank, so that would mean that Fabio Silva would then I'd have the money to make him Callum Wilson.
Okay.
And they would by taking Son down slightly, that would also give me the money to then upgrade Davis to somebody that is a bit better for bench fodder. But I don't want to spend a lot on that because that would be my third bench spot. So I don't want to spend loads on it, but I do want to have a little bit of money in there so that okay. there's a playing player there.
Connor Tobin is saying, obviously, Son would become Neto because, you know, you love Wolves.
To be fair, I have looked at Neto, yeah.
Of course you have.
I think it's hard because I've been saying all along that I don't want three Arsenal, three Man City, three Man United because I don't want to be boxed into a game being cancelled. But if Spurs gets cancelled, I will end up with three of each.
Well, not many games left then, is it?
Because there's nothing else to do. There's literally no way around it. There isn't a Newcastle midfielder that I would want. There isn't anyone from Sheffield United I want. There isn't anyone from Everton I'm really... like. Maybe Dominic Calvert-Lewin might just creep in there just because I'll have the funds, so... Maybe I okay. might just have him, right. And maybe that will mean I go 4-4-2.
The guys in the live chat, including Gaz, one of our other patrons that we've spoken to on Zoom. Hey Gaz, how are you doing? No biscuit tin. What's happened to the tin? Where's he gone? You were all in the biscuit tin last week.
Yeah,
what happened?
Because I did. But you remember I said I didn't want to be in the biscuit tin, but I didn't have point one. So I've got point one from this tin.
For anyone wondering what the hell the biscuit tin is, this is Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who you once called Aaron Wan-Biscuits for some reason. But you've gone with old Slabbit now. You've gone with Maguire.
Yeah, because I think he's a good pick for this week. I genuinely think he'll do well. What do you mean, why?
Yeah, why? Just interested.
I think there's a good chance of taking return to
I can't believe this team. It's insane.
All right.
Go on. What? Have we got to Fabio Silva yet? Has that been discussed?
What's wrong with Fabio Silva?
What's right with Fabio Silva is what I would ask. What's right with Fabio Silva? The guy is at Wolves because his agent needed a favour.
Yeah.
And you're going to play him.
No, I'm not going to play him. I'm going to bench him.
Right. I think this team needs some work. We need to move on. Plenty to discuss in this team. It'd be interesting to see what happens if the Spurs game is off. Lacazette, a bit more investment in defence. It starts to get a little bit more towards, well, dare I say it, my draft, which is currently looking like this. There is some
have old, I got yours on here?
You have. There is some old gold in there you'd be pleased to hear. There is a Neto in there right now. You're going to need my thumbprint, aren't you?
Right,
or do you know my passcode? You know my passcode on my iPad. We're in dangerous territory here, guys.
And your card pin. Good luck.
Oh, goodness me. Right, we are in trouble. So, I'm sticking with my... I want to back the teams that I know are going to do well.
Oh, Neto's in here. Neto
looks all right. He could be fine. And again, I will absolutely take any feedback on my bench because it'll be Brewster, Mitchell... Probably Neto, to be honest with you, on first bench.
Yeah, you can't bench.
So, can't really bench anybody else. But again, I'm going with the Diaz, Cancelo, De Bruyne. I think given the Sterling news or lack of it, given the Aguero news or lack of it, I think that's what I'm going to go with. I can't see me changing that, to be honest. Gundogan feels too rogue. Foden and Mahrez feel too risky. Those three, having been hauled off at half-time today, feel really safe for me in a game where I would be very happy to play all three of them. No danger whatsoever. Then I move to my Manchester United players. I've gone with old Slabhead as well, actually, although that could change. I could happily go with Alex Telles, actually. He's the one I like.
If Shaw is injured, Maguire.
I do not want to go with Maguire. If Shaw is injured, Telles, I just think, could be a nice... You know, he gets forward enough that he could... If he gets an assist and a clean sheet and a 9 or 10-pointer, no one's going to have him, right? No one's going to have him. So Maguire, stroke Telles, maybe. Wan-Bissaka, I don't really like, to be honest with you. He might... I will have a United defender.
Yeah.
I will have a United defender. I haven't decided who yet, to be honest. I have enough money in the bank that if I wanted to move it off of Maguire to somebody else, I could do that. Tierney is in, full stop, forget about it. Sorry, Tips. I know you love Mr. Holding, but for me, Tierney is the one.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most creative defenders in the league right now over the last four, according to the underlying stats. And just eye test. Yeah. It just looks fantastic. So I'm going to have him. Mitchell is bench fodder. Fernandes, of course. Rashford, yes, at the moment. Don't see me changing that, I don't think, because that position, could it be Son? Maybe, but again, I would feel over-invested in a game that I would find difficult to call.
Well,
I think
I'm
going.
Just said that if that game is on.
Well, this the Rashford versus Son decision is one of the more important ones over the next few days, for sure, in this team, my free hit team for 18, because if the game is on, then it could be Son. If the news coming out of Villa is, we're really upset it's on because we've got a lot of players still isolating, we don't know what sort of squad we're going to put out, it will definitely be Son. If the game is off, it's Rashford. Or if the game is off and the news coming out of Villa is, we're fine, we've got a first 11 that are going to play and it's the usual players, maybe it's Rashford again. So I need to keep an eye on the news for that one. So at the moment, it's Rashford because I'm pretty sure he's going to play. They've got a really nice fixture and there's uncertainty around Spurs and Aston Villa. And I've got Kane anyway, who'd been rested. So whatever Aston Villa turns up, I think Kane will have a good game. So at the moment, it's Rashford. Saka's in there. Don't need to say much more about that. Neto would be in there as first sub. Again, difficult game to call, that Wolves and Everton game, in my opinion. So I do want to stay away, really, from games that are difficult to call. But look, I've got three Arsenal, three Man U and three Man City, so I have to fill my squad with other players. And Neto fits the bill in that price bracket. 6.0, can't think of too many other better players that I would pick than him right now. Kane is in there. I've got Lacazette because of all the reasons we mentioned about Arsenal and four goals in his last three games. I think he is a little bit free hit 18 template, but he's still low enough owned that it's not doesn't feel like a template. I'm happy with him. And then I've got Brewster as bench fodder. So that is my team. I'm still sticking with the free hit and I'm still sticking with all out on City, United and Arsenal. But I feel like the gaps around those are quite well filled. I mean, Kane is not a bad filler type, let's face it. Arrested Kane as well.
How dare you call him filler?
Well, no, obviously I'm going to play him, right? If the Spurs game is off, I'll probably have Rashford and I'll probably have, do you know what? Probably have Callum Wilson.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to end up in the Callum Wilson hole.
I really don't want to do that, though.
But you're benching him, right? Would you play... Okay, here's an interesting question for
Neto
you.
Neto or Wilson, you're going to ask me, aren't you? Probably because of the fixture, Wilson. Probably because of
I'll
the fixture,
play
Wilson.
Neto, then.
I don't want to play Wilson. I don't like Wilson. I don't like him. Mm. He trolls me every year. This is probably... I'm going to ask for it again here, but listen...
Joe Linton?
No, good Lord, no. That would be absolutely bonkers. So there's my team. There's my team. I've got, as you've noticed, the more astute people know, I'm sticking with Darlow and no subkeeper.
Nah.
That's a concern. I've got to stick by what Stevie Bruce is saying about Darlow.
You didn't even know he said that.
I didn't even know until you told me.
You sat there, you didn't know he said that, so you've taken a massive risk, you plonker.
There's nothing risky about that. He's been their goalkeeper all season. Just because coming back.
Whatever.
Forget about it. It's
whatever,
Darlow.
Bonfield. He's whatever. Darlow. Hang on a minute. Get the death stare.
Get the death stare out. There it is. So I'm pretty happy with that, guys. I'm very happy with my Arsenal picks. No problem with those whatsoever. I'm very happy with my City picks. I don't see those changing. It's the United ones. It's Maguire and Rashford in particular. Maguire, I can't get Telles out of my head. I can't get Telles out of my head. I just want to have a fun punt and Telles might be it. And Rashford or Son, and I have the money to do either, depends on what news we hear from both the Spurs and, importantly, the Aston Villa camp over the next 3 days. Go on then. Tear it apart. What are we saying? There's no Fabio Silva in there for a start, so that is obviously a downside of that team. And no Keenan Davis either, which is shocking, frankly.
Terrible behaviour. I've got to bring it back up. I can't see it from that far away. No, I don't think there's anything to tear apart. I think it's... For me... So what are you going to do? You're 4-4-2, aren't you?
Yeah. See, there's nothing to pick apart. It looks great. FPL Geordie is in, by the way. He's saying 100% Darlow starts. If not, I will take the flak on the live stream next week. There we go. 100% guarantee from Mr. FPL Geordie right there.
I love this. What's his punishment going to be then?
You just know Dubravka's in.
If Dubravka starts, what is Geordie's punishment going to be?
Jacob17 is in. Thank you, Jacob. He's saying, Lee, this is absolute guff because you do not have John Ruddy in your team. Absolute rubbish. What are you doing? And Harry is saying, thanks, Harry. He's saying, Telez is too risky with Shaw in the equation. I know, mate, I know. But just feel like... I feel like Telez, if he gets the nod, could do quite well. I don't know. It is a bit risky, I must admit.
What would you do, Telez over Maguire? Stop being an idiot.
I know.
What on earth? If you can afford Maguire, why the hell would you go for Telez?
Because Telez has got a bit more about him than old Slabhead, isn't he? I mean, Maguire could pop up at a corner, I understand that, but probably won't. He's got a ceiling of 6, hasn't he? Whereas Telez has got, I don't know, a ceiling of a bit more potentially.
Two or three when he comes off the bench?
Maybe. It might be a punt too far, Telez. It might be a punt too far. But he's on my radar. I like him. Super chat from Gurav. Lots of super chats from you, Gurav, tonight. So thank you, mate. Really, really appreciate it. Solid team, Lee, he says. Solid team. Thank you, Gurav. Lascelles, 4.2 million over Mitchell, ?
Lascelles had long COVID. I wouldn't be touching him with a barge pole.
Yeah, I do have the money in the bank to do that, but I don't think that I would. Did play this weekend, didn't he? If any worry with Darlow, can go Diaz to Stones and Button to Dubravka. Yeah, Diaz to Stones, despite Stones scoring with his groin against Manchester United in the
silly goal
in the cup the other day, which is a weird goal, and even he was surprised it went in, I think, to be honest with you. Diaz has got a bit more bona fide goal threat from set pieces, and the stats back it up. Whereas Stones scoring with the inside of his left leg the other day felt a bit jammy, to be honest with you. I'm less excited by Stones than I am with Diaz, but it would help me with my goalkeeper risk. So it depends how risky I feel there, I think. Depends if I want to back FPL Geordie's 100% guarantee that Darlow is going to play. If you're going to trust anybody about the Newcastle goalkeeper situation, it's a guy called FPL Geordie, isn't it?
I think Darlow's going to play. However, there is probably a 5% risk that Dubravka comes back in. Okay. And in a normal game week, you would take the risk. But in a free hit team, my view is you cannot take the risk of not getting 11 players out.
All right, okay. Yeah, I could be sitting in a position where Dubravka and Shaw play, and I'm playing... I'm just upset, aren't I? Let's face it.
The toys will be out of the pram.
James Richardson is in the live chat. I don't think it's the James Richardson that could be. He says, has John Ruddy ever been captained? I'm going to go out on a limb, James, and say probably not. Jared C is in. He said, it wouldn't be a Lee-free hit team without Callum Wilson. Oh, mate, I just can't bring myself to bring him in. And Madeline Tudor is saying, why not Leno? Well, my answer to why not Leno is because I don't fancy the Arsenal double up at the back, and I would much rather have Mr. Kieran Tierney. And if I was going to go double, I think I'd have Holding, you know, because he's cheaper and a bit of goal threat. Leno's going to get you a 6,
stop,
isn't he?
Stop brown-nosing tips.
I'm not brown-nosing tips. I'm saying because Holding's not going to get any more assists throughout the season. I don't know if you've seen this bet that I've had with Tips on Twitter. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, you did tell me about this.
We've had a bet, me and Tips.
Look, right. All I'm going to say is that I have history of betting with Tips. It doesn't end
well. Doesn't go well for a FPL family, does it?
I don't bet with anybody ever about anything. But somehow Tips, when I was slightly drunk, persuaded me to take a bet with him. Was at an FPL meet. And we had a bet because he was going on about Richarlison, and we all know my views on Richarlison. And it did not end well for me. Although, to be fair to him, I just had to donate to charity, and that's always a good thing.
And that is what we're doing here. We're having a bet.
I take it on a charity bet.
The bet I've had with Tips is that after his jammy assist last game week, I've bet that Rob Holding does not get another assist all season. He can score as much as he likes, but he's not going to get another assist. Tips thinks that he will. Winner pays 20 quid to charity. That's right, what
so
I'm
hang thinking. On. So we've got to deal with this till game week 38.
Yeah. So Tips can get his 20 quid ready in the middle of May, if we ever get there in the Premier League. Because Rob Holding ain't going to get another assist all season. So there we go, Sam. That is my
20
team.
20 weeks of this. We've got 20 weeks
20
of
20 weeks of Holding, whether assist
oh
or not.
Oh, my Lord.
You might get an assist next week. You never know. That is my team. I've asked you to critique it. I've asked you to pull it apart. And you're finding it difficult. And I'm pleased about that.
It's all right. The bench.
Wow. High praise indeed.
It's all right. The bench keeper is a problem. The bench, well, to be fair, Neto's going to be the one that comes off the bench, and I don't think that's a bad option either, and I don't think Mitchell's a bad option, so I don't think it's too bad. I think the problem is, it's the same with everything, isn't it? We're going to be waiting on news of the Spurs game. If the Spurs game goes, then it's going to basically be, for those who love a template, it's going to be very template.
All right, well, we're going to leave on this thought from Matt Maidman. Thank you, Matt, for the comment. Pep will probably bench KDB.
Can you imagine the scenes?
Bloody hope not, Matt. I hope not.
It's the sort of thing Pep would do. It's made the news, right? The fact that it's game week 18 has made the news. You know that Pep has watched it. You know that Pep said to Kevin, should we have a bit of fun?
We've got a super chat from Tips just to end on. Thank Here you, he Tips. Is. He's saying, Rob Holding Fernandez can't wait for the scenes when the new Bruno.
He's not the new Bruno. If he's going to start getting loads of assists, he's the new Kane.
He's the new Harry Kane, Mr. Rob Holding. There he is. So listen, we've got. This is not the last you'll see of us, guys. We're around a lot this week. We're on the FPL show, both of us, tomorrow. So if you can catch us on the FPL show live tomorrow night, or you can catch us on the Fantasy Premier League website on Tuesday morning when the show goes live on the website. We're also on Thursday, right?
Well,
later
you
in
are.
The week. Oh, it's just me, actually. Yeah, it's just me on Thursday. So
let's split this up.
Once the blank game week shenanigans is over and we are looking ahead to the double, so again, another big points bonanza, we hope, in game week 19, I will be on the FPL show on Thursday looking ahead to all of the top picks for double game week 19, which is always good fun. I think I'm on with Gianni. So Gianni and I will be talking double game week Love picks, Gianni. Guys. So we've got two FPL shows this week. Anything else going on?
Lots of things going on.
You were on the FPL pod last week, so thank you to anybody that listened to that and caught up with yourself and Chelsea Grimes, her debut appearance on the FPL pod. And I think she's just written a load of notes about Copy Sam, from what I heard on that podcast.
Yeah, she's getting yeddling.
So she's suddenly got Fabio Silva in her team. I was like, what are you doing? So yes, if you listen to that podcast, thank you for tuning into that. There'll be some Fantasy Football Scout work as well going on, some articles this week. I'm absolutely sure of it.
Yes, and I'm going to be recording the first of the Scout Network podcasts this week with the lovely Ted from Ted Talks FPL.
Oh, what a guy. Yeah, what a guy.
So you can catch me and Ted later on this week in the new FF Scout podcast. It's called Scout the Game Week.
Scout the Game Week. All right, well, look out for that, guys. Until next time we see you, we will have had the blank game week. We will be mid. We will be mid-double game week Sunday.
When does it end?
I have no idea. I've put so much thought into my free hit 18. We need to have a look at this.
It starts
now. This is quite important.
It starts on Friday, right?
Let's have a look. So game week 19 starts Friday, as we know.
Yeah.
A 6:30 p.m. deadline, because Fulham and Chelsea starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Then there's a bunch of games on Saturday, a bunch of games on Sunday. Then there's a game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll be halfway through the double game week. It's going to be insane.
Will Fabio Silva have played?
Yes.
Oh, no, won't have him, will I? I won't have him by then because it's a free hit. So he'll have gone.
Yes, he will. He'll be gone. Out of your team for the double. Unless you're planning to bring him in for a hit. I mean,
I do have to get rid of Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
He has got West Brom at home.
Oh, hello.
Fabio Silva, the new Kane in your eyes. Absolutely incredible. What I will say is that's Sunday the 17th when we're due to be live next here on the FPL Family channel.
It's
City and Palace is the late game. That could be watch-along territory, that. Especially if we're KDBing, if we're double City defencing.
Well, will we be? Then all have disappeared from my seats by
then. People will be all on Man City for that double game week, especially in that game at home to Crystal Palace. I think you've got to be captaining KDB in the double net, I think.
I'm not going to even own him.
Oh, You're not going to own Kevin De Bruyne for the double. Holy moly, guys. You on need that, to come and check us out
bomb.
On the FPL show on Monday. Find out why the hell Sam is going into the double game week without Kevin De Bruyne, which sounds like absolute insanity. Until this time next week, guys, when we will be halfway through the double game week. It'll all be kicking off. Good luck. Whatever you do in game week 18 with the free hit, if you're Karan, you do the wild card, you don't do any of that. Whatever you do, good luck. People in the live chat going, what? What? No KDB. What, Sam? What are you doing? Why? What? You need to head over to Instagram at FPL Family. Follow Sam over on Instagram. She will tell you why the hell she is going without KDB in the double game week. Until next time, guys. See you soon. Cheers.
Bye, guys.